WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, coming at you live with another dose of mom mindset magic. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something that feels extra crucial, especially in our crazy busy world. Finding inner peace amidst all the chaos. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing your tail? Juggling a million things, trying to keep everything afoot while also remembering to breathe. Yeah, me too. But listen, there's a secret weapon we can all wield, and it's totally free. It's called inner peace, and guess what? You absolutely deserve to have it, even when life feels like a runaway train. Now, before you think I'm suggesting some Zen master chanting on your kitchen floor, though that's cool too, let me clarify. Finding inner peace isn't about eliminating the chaos, because honey, let's be real, chaos is a part of life. It's about cultivating a sense of calm and centeredness within yourself, no matter what's swirling around you. Think of it as your own personal oasis, sanctuary of serenity in the midst of the storm. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good talk. Studies have shown that practicing mindfulness and cultivating inner peace can actually reduce stress, improve focus, and even boost our immune systems. So, not only will you feel better, but your whole well-being benefits. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building your own inner peace power fortress. 1. Embrace imperfection. Oh, this one is huge. We're all so quick to criticize ourselves for messing up or not meeting some impossible standard. But guess what? It's okay to not be perfect. Life is messy, things happen, and that's perfectly normal. Give yourself permission to let go of the need to control everything and embrace the beauty of imperfection. 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to spend hours meditating on a mountaintop, though if that works for you, rock on. It's about being present in this moment, fully engaged with whatever you're doing. Pay attention to your senses, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the scent of coffee brewing, the laughter of your kids. When your mind starts racing, gently bring it back to the present moment. 3. Tune out the noise. We live in a world of constant stimulation, social media, emails, news alerts, you name it. It can be overwhelming. Make a conscious effort to limit your exposure to negativity and distractions. Take breaks from your devices, spend time in nature, listen to calming music, whatever helps you create space for peace. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever noticed how focusing on what you're grateful for instantly shifts your perspective? Practice gratitude daily. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each morning, or simply take a few moments to appreciate the little things in life. A warm bed, a good cup of tea, the sound of birds singing, these simple pleasures can bring immense joy and peace. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We often treat ourselves with far less kindness than we would offer our best friend. Remember, you are worthy of love, compassion, and understanding. Talk to yourself with kindness, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your accomplishments big and small. You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and you just want to hide under the covers? I've been there. Just last week, I was trying to juggle work deadline, school pickups, dinner prep, and laundry all while attempting to keep my sanity intact. Talk about a recipe for chaos. But then I remembered these key points. Embrace the mess, take a few deep breaths, be grateful for the simple things, and most importantly, be kind to myself. So, what did I do? Well, first, I put on some calming music, hello, Spotify playlist. Closed my eyes for 5 minutes of mindfulness and reminded myself that everything would be okay. Then I tackled one thing at a time, focusing on completing each task with intention instead of rushing through it all. You know what? It worked. By shifting my mindset and prioritizing self-care, I managed to create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. It wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. And that's the beauty of inner peace. It's not about achieving some impossible state of perfection. It's about finding moments of serenity within the everyday hustle and bustle. So there you have it, folks. Remember, finding inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth every step. Now go out there, embrace the chaos of grace, and cultivate your own little oasis of serenity. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with your amazing friends and family who are also navigating the beautiful mess that is life. Don't forget to leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.